Harper Audio presents Saved by the Light, written and read by Danyon Brinkley. About 5 minutes before I died, I could hear the roll of thunder as another storm marched into Aiken, South Carolina. Over the years, I had heard dozens of stories about people and animals being struck and killed by lightning. These stories my great uncle would tell when summer storms rumbled in and the room would strobe with bright flashes were as scary to me as ghost stories. The fear of lightning had never left me. Even on this night, September the 17th, 1975, at the age of 25, I wanted to get off the telephone quickly to avoid a phone call from God. "Hey, Tommy, I've got to get going. A storm's coming." "So what?" he said. I had been home from a trip to South America for only a few days and had planted myself on the telephone. I worked for the government and was also involved in several business concerns of my own. As the rain fell outside, I had to finish this last phone call to my business partner. "Tommy, I gotta go. Mother always told me never to talk on the telephone during a thunderstorm." And that was it. The next sound I heard was like a freight train coming into my ear at the speed of light. Jolts of electricity coursed through my body, and every cell of my being felt as if it were being bathed in battery acid. The nails of my shoes were welded to the nails in the floor. When I was thrown into the air, my feet were pulled out of them. I saw the ceiling in front of my face.